Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim, Daf Kuv, Gimel. Picking up on the top of the page, about a Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, Kol Shelo Zacha, HaMezbeach V'Bsara. Whenever the Mezbeach doesn't get the meat, Lo Zachu Kohanim Ba'ora. The Kohanim don't get the or, they don't get the hide. Rashi says, keep going, Sheira Ba'Psul. There's some sort of psul. They're called the Mizrika before the Tzavad Dam. The law is the law, Shasa Eter L'Mizbech. There's no Shasa Eter there. Therefore, the Kohanim do not get the or, don't get the hide. Shenemar, whoa, Olas Ish. The Pasuk says, and the Kohen who offers a person's Ola. Ola Sh'Olsa L'Ish, that means something that works for the person. Ola Sh'Nishchata Shalo L'Shma. Let's say even Ola that was shechted, not Lashon, not for its sake. Ava Bishalo also Labailam, even though it doesn't work for the person, they have to bring another one. Or the Kohanim, still the Or goes to the Kohanim. Says Rashi Mikrois Rabbi, Bebrais Gemara. We're going to see it from the Pasuk. Echad Olas Ha'ish, Ve'echad Olas Ha'isha. And this is both in reference to the Ola of a man and the Ola of a woman. Or same the Kohanim. The hide goes to the Kohanim. And again, the Gemara will explain to us where we get that from. All right, let's talk more about the hide, about the or, the ayin vav resh, that is, of the animal. Or is kachem kalim the bailam, the hide of the kachem kalim goes to the bailam, the owners, the ones who are giving the korban. Or is kachem kachem the korban, or is kachem kachem goes to the korban. Kal v'chomer, lina kal v'chomer. Ma'im ola shelo zachu b'vsara, in the case of an ola where the kohanim do not get the meat, still zachu b'ola, or they get the hide, so kachem kachem, zachu b'vsara, they do get the meat, and odin, she is cool, but of course you're going to get the hide. Eim is be'ach yochirach, the mizbeach doesn't knock off this shtickle over here. Rashi says, klomer ve'in l'chalomar, and don't come to say, well, the Mizbeach yochiach, the Mizbeach will prove that shezacha bibasar bibsar ha'ola velo zacha ba'ora. It gets the basar and not the or. V'afata al titma b'kotche kotchem afal pi shezacha kohanim bibsarim, even the kohanim get the basar lo yizka ba'ora and ein zuach ha'chasad ha'raya. She'el Mizbeach or b'chol makam, the Mizbeach never gets the or. Aval the kohanim etzim shezacha ba'ora ola v'kav v'chomish yizka ba'ora is kotche kotchem. So it says, ein Mizbeach yochichu she'ein lo or b'chol makam and never gets the or. Okay, the height. Zez the Gemara, the Heilige Gemara, what is chus to learn Gemara? Tanu Rabbanan. Olas Ish, the Pasuk says that a person's Ola, Pratlo Olas Hektish, which is excluding the Ola of Hektish, right? It's got to be the person not of Hektish, and we're going to explain what is coming to be Mamai. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Pratlo Olas Gerim, it's excluding the Ola of Gerim. Okay, my Pratlos Hektish. What does the Brisa mean when it says it's excluding the Ola of Hektish? Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Pratla Ola Haba Min HaMosos. It's excluding an Ola brought from Mosos, from residual stuff, leftover stuff. When an animal, let's say it's brought as an Ashim, can't be used like that. Let's say the owner died before it could be brought or get lost, or the owner then brought another animal and then it went and found it, right? You leave it to graze, it goes out until it gets a mum, and then you can sell for another animal is bought with that money over there. And that's called the Kitz of Mizbeach. It's bought as the Mizbeach for the Kitz of Mizbeach. So Rav Chiya bar Yosef is saying that since this leftover Ola is no longer considered to be the owner, to belong to the owner of the original Asham, he doesn't do smicha on it, he doesn't also do the Nesachim on it, and if it's a coin, he doesn't. He also says that if he's a Kohen, he has the right to go and shecht it and do it as a voter for himself. It's excluded by the Pasuk, which gives to the Kohanim only the things of a person's Ola, meaning private Olas, but not of the Tzibor. Ozli, okay, that works well. According to the one who says that the Mosos go to buying the animals of Nidvas Tzibor, that's where actually the money goes towards. He says, Rashi, this is a machlokes, plutid Rabbi Elazar Abanon, he bit Tamura, the Nidvas Tzibor, the Kisar was Beach. But, Elamanda Amr Moses, Nidvas Yachid, so they can go for also for Yachid. Right, Rashi says, Ba'ilav Shal Asham She Nitosar, who Atzmo me viola, Bidabav, he brings himself, who Somech Alei, the Smichanet, Vishochtav in the Sachel, Kariban, Craven Michel, and he brings in the Sachem. Michael Mir, we're going to say now, says Gemara, Kida Amar Rava, Ha'ola, Ola Rishonu. And the Torah says that, the Torah is talking about the first carbon, that's placed on the Mizbeach in the morning, the Ola, which means it's showing that the Ola, that the first Ola mentioned in the list of the Karbanos. Hachanami here also, when it says Ha'ola, Ola Rishona, it's talking about the first Ola, an animal that was Muktash from the first as an Ola, not one whose Ola status comes from an unused Asham. Rav Aivo Amar Rav Yanai, he comes and explains when Yehuda says that the Pasuk is excluding an Ola of Hektish, it means Prat Lamatvis Ola LeBedekabayis. It's excluding somebody who attaches an Ola to the Bedekabayis. That's for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Lo Mi Bai Leman De Amar Kache Bedekabayis Tofsi Midaraisa. There's no question that a coin would not get the hide of such a carbon, according to one who says that the Bedekabayis stuff takes hold of an Ola Midaraisa. Even according to one who says that this type of Kedusha doesn't take hold of an Ola Midaraisa, because it already has the Kedusha of the Mizbeach, Hani Mili Basar. This is only talking about the meat of Al Or Tafis, but in reference to the hide, it is Tofis, it does take hold. When Rabbi Yehuda says that the statement a person's ola is excluding the hide of the ola of Hektish, it means pratla ola haba min amosos, is excluding an ola that's brought from mosos, the residual. Amar le Rav Hamnuna, Rav Nachman, kiman. According to who is this going like? Who are you going like when you say that the hide of an ola that comes from the residual is not given to Kohanim? Rabbi Yehuda, must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. According to him, says these type of things are we're going to see in a minute. Ha hadarbe. But Rabbi Yehuda actually retracted that opinion, and he agrees that the Kohanim do get the hides of an ola. The time was that Rabbi says shisha ladava. The six there are is a Mishnah in Shkalim. There were a bunch of chests that were set aside to go to donate to the Beis Hamikdash, and the six of them la ola haba min amosos were used for ola karbonos that come from residuals, from leftover stuff. Shelo yu kohanim zakayim be'ora, which the kohanim don't get the or. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Amar lo Rabbi Nechemiah, it says, v'amar lo Rabbi Shimon, im kein bitalta midrasha shel yoyoda ha'kohen. If that's true, then you got rid of this medrash of yoyoda ha'kohen, the tinan, we went to the Mishnah Shkalim, zeh midrash darash shel yoyoda. Yehoyada Kohen, Asham hu Asham, Asham Lashem, hu Asham, Asham Lashem. The Torah says it's an Asham for his guilty, which will be an Asham to Hashem. Kol, again, Asham hu Asham, Asham Lashem. Kol Shabbat Mishum Chatas, Mishum Asham Yilakach Bo Olas. It tells us that whatever comes because of a Chatas or because of an Asham should be used to buy Ola Karbanos. Now, Habasar Lashem, which the Basar is for Hashem, Ora Lekohanim, and the Or goes to the Kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say anything back, so it must be that he accepted what he said over there. So how can he explain that Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the Brisa is denying the Kohanim getting the hides of the Or, the Or of the Ola of Hektish, and it's talking about the Ola that comes from the Mosar. Amalei, Rabbi Nachman said back, Ela Mar B'may Mukimla. How do you want to go and explain? How are you going to explain what's going on over here? Amalei, he said, so Rav Hamnuna said to Rav Nachman, Mukmina Leib Maktish Nechasov, I explained this to me in the case of one who is makdish his possessions. Look at Rabbi Yeshua, it's like Rabbi Yeshua. The time of the mission is called him. Hamakdish nechasev, ahayu behen, behemos haruus agabim mizbeach, zechar min akevos, Rabbi Elezer, omer zechar min machu lechachi olos. You sell the males in order to go out to get the olos, right, for the karbanos olos. The akevos, yimachu lechachi zivchei shlamim, the females are sold, nor for the shlamim. It can be male or female. With the name Yiplu, Mshayn Nechasim, the Beth Gabbais, and the money that comes with the proceeds then go to the rest of the property, right? Go with the rest of the person's property to the fund of upkeeping of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Zacharim Atzman Yikrivelos. Not the Zacharim themselves are bringing his olos. So the Kev, Zimachal, Zacharim Shlamim, the females are sold for the Shlamim, V'yavim B'neim Olos. And with their money, you go ahead and you bring Ola Karbanos. So Shayin Nechasim, Yiplu, the Beth Gabbais, and the rest of the property should go to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. It's that Ola, it's that type of Ola carpet that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about when he says that the Ola of Hektish, when he excludes it from the din, giving the Kohanim the hides of the Ola. Vafilu Rabbi Yoshua da'amar adam chole kektesh, even Rabbi Yoshua says the person does
differentiate when it comes to his carbon, right? When he has in mind to consecrate things that have to be in the Mizbeach as things that are not Mizbeach Sof the Beis HaMikdash, Hanimi the Basa, it's talking about the Basa, the flesh of a Ba'or, when it comes to the hide, Tafis actually takes hold. And since the hide belongs to the Bedek HaBayis, the Kohanim are not entitled to it, because the Ola now has the added Kedushin, is no longer just a person's individual Ola now. Says Gemara. He says the pasuk of the person's ola is excluding the ola of a convert. What is a convert not called a person? Of course he is. How can he be excluded from the pasuk by saying a person's ola? So Ravina said to Rav Simai, pratel ger shemeis ve'in lo yarshim, excluding a ger that dies, it doesn't have any yarshim. He has no one to inherit him. Tanu Rabbanan, Olas Ish, the pasuk says that the Kohanim get the hide from Olas Ish, which means a man's Ola. Ainli al Olas Ish. Olas Nashim Vavadim Inayin. How do I know? For women and for slaves, Tamad Lomar, or Ha'ola. Pasuk says the hide of the Ola, Reba, which is now including the Ola of the other ones. MK and Matamad Lomar Olas Ish, why say Olas Ish? Olas also the Ish. It means it's talking about an Ola that counted for a person. Pratlash and Nishkata Chutzla Zman of Chutzla Mkoma, and then no one's going to get it. Shloy Kohanim Zakayim Be'or, they're not going to get the Or. Yachash and Imarba and Nishkata Shalol Vashma. Maybe you think that they're also included in the category of Olas who does not belong to the Kohanim. That is one that is Shechted. Not Lashma. Hol velo also Lebailim, since it didn't count for the Bailim. Beep, turn the page. Gimel. Kuf Gimel Omed Base. Lo Yukoanim Zakayim Bar, therefore the Quanim also shouldn't get the high. Tamin Lomar or Ha'ola Mikol Makum. The or the Ola in any, whatever the case is. As long as it's a good, valid Ola, even if it doesn't fulfill the Chiyav, the high goes to the Quanim. Or Ha'ola, Ainli Ella or Ha'ola. Oros Kachi Kachim. I don't know Kachi Kachim. Tamid Lomar Asher Hikriv. Says the pasuk, that which was offered, the height of the olas offered. Yochashani Marba after Kachim Kalim. You think also Kachim Kalim that are given to Kohanim, that the height is given. Tamad Lomar Ola. Ma Ola Kachim Kachim. I've called Kachim Kachim. It's got to be Kachim Kachim. Rabbi Shmuel Lomar or Ha Ola. In Liela or Ha Ola. I don't know Ha Ola. Or is Kachim Kachim. And how do we know that's included also? Videnu. It's a Kalva Chomer. Ma Ola Shalom Zachu Bivsara. If right in the case of the Ola, the Kohanim don't get the right to the meat because it's completely burned on his back. Yeah, it's Zachu Ba'ora. If they do get the hide, Kachu Kachu Mishu Zachu B'Sarin, and Odin Shu Zachu B'Sarin, of course they're going to get the Or. It only makes sense. It says, going, no, Mizbeach Uchiach. But the Mizbeach will disprove that concept because Shu Zachu B'Basar V'Lo Zachu B'Or. It gets the Basar but not the Or. Right? So the right of the hide does not follow from the right of the meat. No, you can't bring a riot from that because it doesn't acquire the right to even some of the hides. Tomer Bekohanim, Shizachal Mixas, you're going to say that they get something, at least they do get some of the hides? Rashi says, Tomer Bekohanim, Shizachal Mixas, Ba'or Ola, and the Mizbech never gets the hide. Hol V'Zachal Mixas, right? So Zachal Bekulay, so say, since the Kohanim get a little bit, therefore they get all of it. Right, all the kachim kachim. Rabbi Omer, Kol Atzma Lohutzer Chnu, Ela Lohor Ha'ola Bavad. The entire Pasuk, about the high is necessary only to teach us then for the height of the Ola alone. So b'chol makom ha'or mahalech acher habasar. Because if you look at these laws about other karbanos, will show you that every case the height follows the meat. As they always say, follow the meat or follow the money. Like, for example, is the bulls that are burnt and the he-goats that are burnt. They're burnt and their hides are burnt along with them. By the case of the chatas, awesome, and those things that cut them that are eaten, matana the coin. They're given as a matana to the coin. And nor does the Torah say that the hide has to be removed before it's given. Ratsu, if the Kohanim want, they could skin them before cooking it. Ratsu, they don't want, they could eat them, their meat, with the hides. Kachim kalim, the bailim, and also kachim kalim that belong to the owners. Ratsu, if they want, they could skin them before the cook and eat the meat. Ratsu, if they want, they could eat them on top of the hide. It comes to the Ola, and then above a hipshit is Ola, Vinitach Osel and Sachar. It says, you shall skin the Ola and cut into pieces, which seeing that the height of the Ola is not the same as its meat. Yachal, lo yehi koanim zechaymar, maybe you think they're not going to get the Ola with their Tamid Lomer, or Ha'ola, Sherikrif. Pasuk says, or Ha'ola, the skin of the height of the Ola that he offered to the Kohen, that should be given to him to teach that the Ola side also goes to the Koanim. Lo yeah, to him it shall be prat la tful yom mechusar kippurim v'onein. This is excluding a kohen who's a tful yom mechusar kippurim or an onein from the right to the height of the ola, because these people are disqualified from the ola or any other type of carbon. Sheyachal Yudah thought lo yisku b'basar, that it makes sense that they're not going to acquire the right to the meat. Shehu la'achila, because that's not used for eating, and these people are disqualified from eating it. Yisku b'or, but they should at least get the height. Sheyna la'achila, tamad lomer lo yiyah. It's excluding these type of situations. V'tanakama, nami typically midin up, but with the Tanakama, who learns at the din that the Kohanim are going to get the hides of all the kutsukuts from a pasuk, let him also learn that from this kavachomer that Rabbi Shmuel says. No, milsa da'asi v'kavachomer, tarich v'kassu v'kra, not an uncommon thing. That yinachinami, this is something that's going to be done for this kavachomer, but still the pasuk decided to go ahead and to write it anyway. Frak the Gemara of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says that a kavachomer, he brings the raya for the Kohanim's ability to go to the right to the hide of the kachem kachem. Hi, asher hikriv by overlay. What do we do with the pasuk asher hikriv that the Tanakhama uses? Prat l'tful yom mechusar kippurim v'onein. He says he's using it to exclude the tful yom mechusar kippurim and the onein for the right to the hides of the kachem kachem. I have a typical name, lo yia. Just learning from lo yia that we said. Rabbi Yishmael atame, he goes according to his own logic. That he explains lo yeah for something else. To Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Yishmael, Nemer ba'ola lo yeah, and Nemer ba'ashem lo yeah. It says we're lo yeah both. Malaholan, that's most on Atmosan Mutar, and just like in the case of the Ashem, the bones, its bones are mutar to you, the Kohanim can use it. Afkan, that's most of Mutar, and so too, here the case of the bones are also going to be given for the Kohanim. This is something we learned earlier. So even though it's meat, it has to be burnt on this back. Since Rabbi Yishmael uses that pasuk for that, he needs to learn out another, he learns out another din from this. Says the Gemara. Mufti. It's got to be that these words of the Gzir Shava, lo yiya, are actually free, and they're extra, right, to go ahead to make a Gzir Shava. The lo mufti, if it wasn't free, then it could have asked, mala asham, what about the case of the asham, shekin b'sara mutter, right? The basar is mutter for the client to go and eat, so we could say that since its meat is mutter to them, so too is bones as well. But that wouldn't be the case when it comes to the concept of an ola, because the meat's going to be asar. Lo yiya, kro yiserehu, and therefore, right, to the lo yiya, is the extra thing over here, and therefore it's mufti to be used as a gzeira shava. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great night.
Day night.
Shabbos.